Judge David Bernthal. Judge, how are you this morning?
Hey, speaking of aliens, good morning. I'm good. Doing great.
Glad to have you with us. It's ironic you're out there in the same state as Senator McCain, and he's been elsewhere getting an award last night.
Well, actually, I'm not out there. I'm in Chicago to do a mediation today.
So
another example of a flunked retirement, but it's exciting, and hopefully we can get a case resolved for these good people today.
Speaking of cases resolved, can we just talk about the Supreme Court and the First Amendment just for a minute?
Well, of course.
1943 Supreme Court case, West Virginia State Board of Education versus Barnett, barred public schools from expelling students who, Jehovah's Witnesses, who didn't stand to recite the Pledge of Allegiance because it's against their religion. It was deemed unconstitutional to do so, and even done during wartime when patriotism is at its peak. So the decision, as the justice wrote, it had little to do with students' religion, but rather their First Amendment rights. So can we put this whole kneeling has anything to do? It's unconstitutional to make them stand. Can I hear that from a federal judge?
Well, it would sure seem so. You know, I've been thinking about this. It upsets me. But again, aren't protests designed to kind of upset people to get their attention and say, hey, wait a minute. Okay, what's going on here? Let's get past this and talk about the real issues. And if there are problems to be addressed and fixed, let's get after it. But, you know, I've been thinking about it. Well, you know, if you can do the appalling thing, in my mind, of burning the flag, you certainly can sit, stand, lay down, you know, when the national anthem is played. As repulsive and repugnant as that is to many people, I don't see how, in terms of being criminally prosecuted. Now, you know, it raises another issue. Can an employer, in this case the professional football team, as a non-public entity, can they impose sanctions? Because we have constitutional rights vis-a-vis government, not necessarily versus our non-governmental employer. So that gets a little tricky. But as far as somebody saying you're going to go to jail or you're going to get fined by the government, I can't imagine that can happen under the, you know, current precedent, including that which you cited, that, you know, that's in existence.
Okay, so the fact that the NFL does not have a rule that says you will stand or you will be on the bench or fired means that they are legally allowed to do whatever they want during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, again, legally means, it to me, can they be in some kind of trouble with the government? Can they be arrested, given a ticket, a violation, a fine, etc.? As far as are they in violation of any contractual terms? If it's not in the contract, then no. Now, might there be a new contract or might there be a policy handed
sure.
down? Well, then, if so, then they would be in violation. And, you know, it's one of those things. There are consequences for most things that we do or say. The first consequence would be what I said earlier, is that some people say, look, let's talk about these issues. But another consequence we've seen, burning jerseys, tearing up season tickets, dropping ratings, and those are consequences too. Whether what's being done is you know, legal and in conformity with the contract, the consuming public weighs in. And I heard the other day, you know, there's some concern on the part of the NFL owners that this is going to impact the bottom line, and you know, they got their attention.
What do you think is going to happen with Colin Kaepernick? He's now started making noise about filing something, and he's saying that the NFL colluded against him.
Well, and that's the, to me, makes the answer to your question a little easier. Yeah, he filed, as I understand it, filed a grievance, has done so. Timed it either intentionally or just by coincidence to coincide with a big owners meeting. But the word, you know, collusion is going to be tough to prove in you know, my mind. If he's saying that all the NFL teams, their owners and general managers kind of spread the word, he's bad news. We're gonna boycott him. We're gonna keep him out of the league. That's gonna be tough to prove. I mean, he can certainly prove that he was NFL worthy, and he can probably bring in some people with opinions to say he's as good as some of the players playing now. But to suggest that somehow this is an organized effort to retaliate against him, that's not just, I guess, bottom line. It seems to me that's going to be very difficult to prove.
If I was his lawyer, couldn't I subpoena emails between NFL owners?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I could go to law school after all of the reading I've done. And I want to turn your attention to another Supreme Court case. They earlier this month, they heard arguments about hyper-partisan gerrymandering districts in Wisconsin favor one political party over another. So, yeah, of course, to bring a case to the Supreme Court, it has to be a specific case. But this is something like term limits and gerrymandering that seems to be bipartisan that we want to change it. So how is the Supreme Court, how do they proceed with this kind of case?
Ooh, you may have me stumped on that one. I mean, I think we all know gerrymandering has been part of American politics for a long time. Whoever gets the majority at the time where the districts are being reevaluated due to population changes, you know, they want to try to draw the lines to favor them, and you get some pretty wacky congressional districts for sure in terms of how the lines are drawn and the distance from the two extreme points. But if the court finds that the lines have been, I just don't know that pure political advantage is going to be enough. If they find that, and I think they have in the past, certain districts are drawn to dilute the minority population, the voting power. You know, they're going to find that's flawed. As far as, this is drawn so that there are more Republicans in this district or more Democrats in this district, I'm not sure about whether that's going to be something they'll tackle or change.
One more question for you before we let you get back to important business. The United States Constitution does not provide for or authorize the recall of a United States senator, a representative, or president, or vice president, which is much to the chagrin of GOP Representative Louie Gohmert, who wants to recall Senator John McCain, who said he went back on his campaign vow to repeal Obamacare, and he said that we should recall him in case his cancer diagnosis interfered with his decision-making. Do you suppose that was a harsh reality that he learned that you can't recall a senator? Is this something that is common knowledge?
Well, I don't think it's common knowledge. I'm trying to think if I ever really knew that. I guess I don't remember reading that in the Constitution, but I also don't remember hearing any senator got recalled. So I think that's right, that, you know, if somebody is impeached versus recalled, but that's pretty complicated. And most of the time, if the voters feel like they made a bad choice, they gotta wait till next time around.
Isn't that basically it? If you don't like, I mean, he made a campaign promise. Don't both parties do that? And then they don't fulfill it?
Yeah. And, you know, you could argue all day whether did he go back on the promise or did he say, look, this particular, I want to replace the Affordable Care Act, but this isn't the way I want to do it. Is that a reversal of your campaign promise? Some would say yes, as this gentleman did. Some would say no. He's still waiting for the right right bill to come along to do it.
All right. Federal Judge David Bernthal. Judge, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Always fun to be part of your show.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Judge.
You, sir. We
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Facer Law Office invites you to attend their free